Mishnah says at the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein tfilas hamusafen ela bechever ir. Ein tfilas hamusafen ela bechever ir. What does that mean? Rashi says, Lo teknu ela betzibur. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Tanakama's version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is that musaf is only betzibur. Chever ir chavura so ir, aber lo liyochen. Chever ir. It's interesting that they use a loshon chever ir. Why not just say betzibur? Okay. Only betzibur. V'chacham omer bechever ir v'shalo bechever ir. V'chacham say no, even biyochin. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishmo. Rabbi Yehuda says b'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Kol makom sheyesh sham chever ir yochid potem mitfilas hamusafer. Kol makom sheyesh sham chever ir yochid potem. So the Gemara asks Rabbi Yehuda haino tanakama. What's the difference? They're both saying that bechever ir there's musaf, shalo bechever ir there's no musaf. Dr. Gemara, no, ikah benayu yochid shalo bechever ir. Yochid shalo bechever ir. Tanakama savar poter, Rabbi Yehuda savar chayim. Yochid shalo bechever ir. What does that mean? A yochid shalo bechever ir. Let's say there is no chever. Let's say he lives in a city without a tzibur. He's living alone there. Only five yidden there. Well, let's say he's living with a tzibur, but for some reason the tzibur couldn't daven. Tzibur didn't daven musaf. They can't. There's some reason the tzibur is not davening musaf. So according to the Tanakama, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Libet the Tanakama, so then there's no musaf. There's no musaf for Yochid ever. It's only betzibur. According to Rabbi Yehuda, b'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if the chever ir is not davening, so then the Yochid is mechuyav. If the tzibur is not davening, then the Yochid would be mechuyav. That's the nafkamina. Yochid shalo bechever ir. So this whole Gemara, this Mishnah, and the Gemara, I guess, is very difficult at first glance. I mean, heichon matzinu that there's a tefillah that only a tzibur offers. There's no yochid. We've been learning Perek Tefillas HaShachar for this whole zman, and we're talking about chiyuvim beyochid. Okay, there's a din of chazaras hashatz that tzibur also davens, but that seems to be a tefillah nosefes. Very strange, this idea that tefillas musaf perhaps is only bechever ir, only betzibur and not beyachid. Why should that be? What does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hold? Certainly according to the Tanakam. According to the Tanakam, it's gor shver. There's no tefillas musaf beyachid. Right? The whole, I think it was a question on the exam even, right? The whole discussion of musaf and tashlumen and this and that, that's not beyachid. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hold there's no tefillas musaf beyachid. Even Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, maybe I should say especially him, what's he talking about? What there is a tefillas musaf b'yachid, but it's dependent on whether the tzibur is davening? What kind of a strange notion is that? Manav shach, if there's a chiyuv b'yachid, there's a chiyuv b'yachid. We don't find any distinctions in shachris and musaf, in shachris and minchah marav, so v'sepes and musaf, there should be a chilek. So this is what Rabbeinu Yonah seems to touch on, but it's a little bit of an interesting Loshen. So let's see the Rabbeinu Yonah together. This is on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. We've learned Rabbeinu Yonah on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph and Chaf Amud Beis and Daf Yerif, I think almost every Rabbeinu Yonah. It's like you can't move in these sugyas without the Rabbeinu Yonah. So he says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein tefillas hamusafen ela bechever ir. The Sfira Lei, the Kevin She'ein bo ela Shevach, She'ein bo Tachanunim, Kemo Biyuches, the Gam Ein Anu Mispalim Oso Keneged Tefillas Tachanunim Shalchol, Kemo She'anu Mispalim Tefillas Yotzer, O tefillas mincha, but tefillas he's talking about yotzros. What's tefillas yotzer? Shachris. We see the Rishonim are constantly referring to tefillas yotzer as shachris. That's how they refer to shachris, okay? Because that's the birchas kriyishma. Yotzer or is the first birchas kriyishma. So it's referred to as tefillas yotzer. So what's the Rabbeinu Yonah saying? It's only shevach. There's no tachanunim. That's not really true. That it's only shevach. Musaf is more than shevach. But he's saying, there's no tachanunim. It's not like Yurches Brachas, meaning the bakasha is not a bakasha of gashmius, but rather it's the bakasha ruchnis. We should be able to have a Beis Hamikdash to bring the Karban Musaf. It's not like there's no bakasha. There is a bakasha in Musaf, but it's not a bakasha of gashmius. It's not tachanunim. We don't call that tachanunim. Tachanunim means a bakasha of gashmius. Because first of all, there's no tachanunim. It says v'gam einanu mispalim osa kineged tfilas tachanunim shalchol. What does that mean? We don't daven a keneged tefillas tachanunim shalchol, Moshe?
Well, that the tefillos in...
Give me an example of a tefillah that we do daven keneged tefillas tachanunim shalchol.
Shachris.
A tefillah that doesn't have tachanunim in it, but it's daven keneged a tefillah tachanunim shofar. I heard a birdie on it. I'm sorry?
Shabbos.
Not just Shabbos Shachar, Shabbos Mincha, right? Tefillos of Shabbos. Is there a tashlumen for tefillos of Shabbos? If you miss a tefillah of Shabbos, yes. But how could there be a tashlumen? It's not yuches brachas. The answer is it's keneged yuches brachas. So even though it's not regular tachanunim, but nevertheless it has a din of tachanunim. So as a din of tachanunim, there'll be a tashlumen for it. Rabbi Yonah is saying that musaf, first of all, musaf doesn't have tachanunim in it. It's not yuches brachas. But just because it doesn't have yuches brachas doesn't mean it doesn't have a din of tachanunim. There are tefillos that have a din of tachanunim despite the fact that they don't have tachanun. They don't have bakoshes of gashmias in them. Like Shabbos. But this is not even connected to tefillah of tachanunim shalchol. It's just musaf. It's just a tefillah bakasha of bringing the carbon, desiring the Beis HaMikdash so we can bring the carbon musaf. Kamo shonu mispalim tefillas yotzer b'chol, or tefillas mincha. So Zakhtar Ben Yonah, since musaf doesn't have either of these two components, dai b'she'a tzibur b'lvad yispar lu'osam. It's enough for the tzibur to daven it. It's enough for the tzibur to daven it. The yachid what? The yachid doesn't have to daven it. Dai. Dai means it's enough. That's quite a loaded word. I don't think we ever, it's not such a common thing. Dai? It's either chayev or potter. Like, what does that mean? Dai, it's enough. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. Enough for the tzibur to daven. Aval heicha shein ha-tzibur mispar le-moso, asfiru le-rebbe Lozer, shechayevu le-spar le-oso. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that if the tzibur is not davening, then you have to daven it. So that's what he means by die. It's enough for the tzibur to daven it. If the tzibur davens, then the yachid doesn't have to daven. But if the tzibur doesn't daven it, then the yachid does have to daven. Who holds that way? Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So that's what the Rabbi Yonah concludes. Hainu da Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmei, kamakam sheish chever ir, hayachid pata, demashu shemein sham chever yachayim. So what's strange about this Rabbeinu Yonah is that Posach b'Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah v'siyem b'Rebbe Yehuda, right? Started off with the Tanakama, but be'emes, the whole beer is really Rabbi Yehuda li b'Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. It's a little difficult. So the Talmidim ganged up on me and said, Aryeh, together with a Chabura, right? So they all pointed out, it's a steer in the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's like, not a steer, but it's a lashon dochuk, right? So that's what the hagos, what the magid haluma was, megalamukas was. The magid haluma and the base of Ephraim also has the magid haluma and the base of Ephraim both is that it's the lashon of the Rabbeinu Yonah is dochuk. Shukayach Aryeh. Lashon of the Rabbeinu Yonah is dochuk. It sounds like he's explaining Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's what it sounds like, right? So what's the Tanakama hold? Right? What is the Tanakama's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hold? Why should the Yachid be pottering down? So it's like Rabbi Yonah, just with a twist, right? What's the when you start the Mishnah and you see that the Mishnah says that the din of Musaf is different. The din of Musaf is different. It's a chiyah b'tzibur. It's not a chiyah b'yachid. So what are you thinking immediately? If Musaf is different than other tefillahs, what do we find different about Musaf than all the other tefillahs? Rachamim, tachanunim. What is Musaf keneged? Musaf is only connected carbon. I hear a voice. Yes. Right? Musaf is only, not an echo, but I hear a voice. Musaf is connected carbon. It's not connected tachanunim. Right? It's connected carbon. So what does that have to do with this? I'll tell you what it has to do. If it's connected carbon, carbonus or carbonus sibur, right? So Efshem and Kenzogin, that if carbono, the carbon that we're davening for, a carbonus tiba, the tamidim, the musaf, and they're all carbonus tiba. So if there's no tachanunim in the tefillah, so then maybe it's not a tefillah siyachid at all. The only reason why the yachid is chayv to daven is because aside from kineged carbon, it's also tachanunim. So it's tachanunim, then the yachid is mechuyev to daven. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lefi tanakama. Right? That's then the yachid is mechuyev to daven. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lefi Rabbi Yehuda. So his epis learning a little bit different, right? He's learning because there's no tachanunim, so that doesn't mean that the yachid isn't chayef to daven. It's that the yachid doesn't have to daven because he can be patted by the tefillah of the tzibur. The question is, what does that mean? I mean, the Tanakama's shita, I think we get even more easily. This is what the Pnei Yeshua writes. I think the Magid Taluma also also alludes to this. I saw it's a long piece in the Hagos. In the Hagos after the Rif. I think the Maggid Haluma refers to this too. But the Pnei Yeshua says that Musav is Keneged Karbonis. Musav is Keneged Karbonis. And that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Tanakama holds that the Yochid Zachai Bechlal. Chazal not Masakin for a Yochid. Because it's not Tachanunin. He says, "Kosav Rabbeinu Yonah Shatam then he the Bishat Filos Pshita the Kol Yachav Yachav Mispala Hayne Mishum Da Avos Tiknum Elad Lasmach the Baal Mas Bechinu Rabbanan Akarbonis." Oh wow, this is like way back, right? A blast from the past, right? Really, Avos Tiknum, Keneged Avos Tiknum, but Chazal will Masmich Tfila Akarbonis. Nashen Kim Betfilas Hamusaf and Shlonitkinu Klal El Mishum Akarbonis. The Tanakhama is actually glat v'chalak. It's very good. Rabbeinu Yonah like learns into this concept a little bit more. He adds that word dai. It's enough for the tzibur to daven because there's no tachanunim in it. It's still difficult. Well, why is it enough for the tzibur? Manav shachai to say the yochid never davens, or say the yochid should daven. What kind of a strange note? He's straddling both sides of the fence, Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? That the tzibur can be motzi, but if the tzibur is not motzi, the yochid has to daven. So that's what the Pnei Yehoshua is. It's a long piece in Pnei Yehoshua. That's why I didn't want to assign it the last day. I didn't want anyone to be upset. Chas v'sholom, why would you be upset? Okay, right. So the Pnei Yehoshua continues by saying that we know there's a concept that even though the korbanos are brought in the Beis Hamikdash by the Kohanim. But we want all of Klal Yisrael to be represented in the Karbanos. It's not like all of Klal Yisrael are doing whatever they're doing, and the Kohanim are busy with the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. We want there to be some kind of representation. So the Gemara in Megillah says that Chazal would misakin mishmoros not just of Kohanim, mishmoros of Yisraelim, mamodos to come up to the Beis HaMikdash to represent the rest of Klal Yisrael in the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is referring to. That if the tzibur davens, that's the chever ir. What kind of a loshen is a chever ir? Chever ir means there's a chabura. The Pnei Yehoshua makes reference to a Gemara Megillah. Now, some of you may have learned Megillah. They talk about the Zion Tove Ha'ir, that the Tove Ha'ir, the representatives, the officers of the city, sometimes can acquire certain things on behalf of the members of the city. They represent the members of the city. So in that context, there's a discussion of if there's a chever ir. It's not exactly the same as Chevri over here. You look in the Rashi over there. It sounds like if aside from the Zayat over here, there's a Talmud Chacham. It doesn't sound like it's the same concept. But the Pnei Yehoshua uses, he says it's like a borrowed phrase. That in the context of Tovei Ha'ir, they use the phrase Chevri. Chevri means that someone is representing someone else. Chevri means it's a Chabura. It's a Chabura of people representing someone else. So he says that's the idea here. There were Mamados in the Beis HaMikdash representing the Yechidim, the rest of Klal Yisrael. So if there's a chever ir davening musav, so then the yochid doesn't have to daven. Again, musav is keneged karbonis, so we're going to be masakin it in gansin keneged karbonis. So if there's a chever ir to represent the yochid, then the yochid's potter. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lefi Rabbi Yehuda's shita. That the chever ir can represent the yochid in a tefila that's kol kulo keneged karbon. But if there's no chever ir representing the yochid, of course the yochid has to daven. Why should the yochid have to daven? There's no tachanunim. It doesn't matter. Chazal u'masakin, a tefillah, connected carbon for the yachid too. But in karbonas siva, there's this idea that if there's a chever ir representing the yachid, then the yachid is going to be put. Okay, so this could be the machlokas for Elazar ben Azariah, lefi the Tanakhama, and lefi Rabbi Yehuda. Moshe.
Just to clarify, I
don't
understand why the first sheet of the Elazar ben Azariah, why a yachid would be potter if there's no chaver ear. It's not coming out that the Gemara brings. Why would those are if there's no chaver ear?
The Tanakhama holds the Chazal will never misakin tefilas musaf for yachid at all. Chazal will never misakin tefilas musaf for yachid at all because it's not a tefilas tachanunin. It's only connected to carbon. So such a tefilah Chazal will never misakin for the yachid.
So please also say that all tefilah be yachid, even shachars, mincha, and marv, if not the tachanunin part, that also have to be the tzibur.
it would only be betziva. But it happens to be tachanunim. The ikar of tefillah is tachanunim. They were asked mechino akarbonos, but the ikar is tachanunim. The Rosh holds there is tachanunim in tefillah. Everyone holds that tefillah is tachanunim. No, it doesn't matter what the ikar is.
The question was that it seems like, okay, so because it's kind of korban, it must only be dal betzibor unless there's some element of rachmim, and then that allows you dal betzibor. Is that
allows you? It's not allowing you. The chiyuv to daven biyachid is only if there's tachanunim in the tefillah. Okay. How do we paskin? So Amar Rav Chiya bar Ovin. I'm sorry. Amar Rav Huna bar Chinan. Amar Rav Chiya bar Rav. Halacha k'Rav Yehuda sh'amar mishumer v'loza ben Azai. Halacha k'Rav Yehuda sh'amar mishumer v'loza. Halacha is like the second version of Rav Elazar ben Azai. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ovin. Shaper ka'amrit. Reb Chiya bar Avin says, I think you're right. The Amar Shmuel, Miyomai lo matzlina tzlosa de musafin biyachid bin aharda. I never daven musaf biyachid. Unbelievable. So must be Reb Elazar ben Azai, Reb Yehuda's version of Reb Elazar ben Azai is correct. Lebar me'ahu yom, I'm sorry. At that point, you'd say maybe the Tanakam is right, but lebar me'ahu yom da asa pumasa de malka lemosa v'atridu rabbanon v'lod salum v'tzali li biyachid v'avay yochid shlo b'chevri. He says one day, the zepis was a tirda of the rabbanon. The pumasa the chayil came, the soldiers came, so the rabbanon weren't able to daven. There wasn't a tefila. But tzibor, so because it wasn't a tefillah, but tzibor, then I'd have biyachid. So the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, lefi Rabbi Yehuda. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda. So Yosef Rav Chanina, Kara Kamed Rabbi Yanai, the Yosef Ka'omar halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Shama Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Amalei Pukra, Korech Libro. The ain't halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Shama Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Chanina said in front of Rabbi Yanai that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he scolded him. He said, "No, get out of here! Don't say that over here. The halacha is not like him. Rather, what's the halacha like?" It says Tosfos, "Ain halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda shama mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, el halacha k'Rabbanan. The halacha is like the Rabbanan. That's what we know. The halacha is like the Rabbanan that a yochid is chayv in tefilas hamusafin as well." V'chein posak Rabbeinu Chanan al d'lahochi ma'isi hadu Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi shoy mispalim b'yochid k'rabbonan b'ni amudei d'garsi lashmina d'aloha k'rabbonan. Says Taisus Rabbeinu Chanan al paskins like the Chachamim that yochid is chayav b'tfilas hamusafin. Says, and that's why the Gemara brings Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi that they would be matzli hechad d'garsi. What's he referring to? That's the Gemara after the two dots. I don't know, I looked in the Maror Makomos. I didn't put this Gemara in. I should have. The Gemara says, "Rav Ami, Rav Asi, havagav dehavelu tloiser beknish de bitveya lahavu matzlu elabeni amudi hechad avu garsi." Idmar, Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi mishum Rabbeinu amar halachak Rav Yehuda shama mishum Rav Elazar ben Azar. They would daven biyochid, right? They would daven. What's Tosfos saying? What's the raya? Right? The Gemara says, "Rav Ami, Rav Asi." They would daven hechad agarsi. Remember, we had this gemara. We had this gemara before. Daf chesam and aleph, right? Way back. Right before the final. Right before the final in the fall semester, which at the end of this one. So we had this gemara, that there's an idea that maybe there's a maila to daven in a Beis HaMedrash kavua. What does that mean, to daven in a Beis HaMedrash kavua? That if everything is equal, you have a tefillah betzibur in both places, so better to choose the Beis HaMedrash kavua than the Beis HaKnesses? No. Right. Tosfos here is assuming, like whom? Rabbeinu Yonah, I think, right? Rabbeinu Yonah says that even if in the Beis HaMedrash Kavua, the person is going to daven b'yachidus, better to daven in his Beis HaMedrash Kavua than to daven b'tzibur in the Beis HaKnesses. It's a tremendous chiddush. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah. And Tosfos over here also is learning like that. He's saying the fact that they bring Rav Ami, Rav Asi over here, I mean, what's this doing here? It was on Daf Ches. Like, why are you bringing this story here? They would, even though they had 13 Bate Knesios in Tveria, they lived in Tveria, they had 13 shuls, but nevertheless, they daven Beni Amudi where they were Garsi. They daven in the Beis HaMedrash Kavua. What's the point? And on that, the Gemara says, oh, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. Well, what's the connection? The answer is they would daven b'yachidus. Must be that they daven b'yachidus. And that's the chiddush. That in a Beis Medrash Kavua, better to daven b'yachidus than to daven tefillah b'tzibur in a Beis HaKnesses. against whom? Who says that? No, it's not that one should daven even be a chid. Yes, the Rambam. Excellent, Sim. Right, the Rambam held no. Everything has to be equal. If you have a tefillah b'tzibur, avad daven by the tefillah b'tzibur in the Beis HaKnesses. This is saying if you have a tefillah b'tzibur in the Beis HaMedrash, so better to daven in your Beis HaMedrash kavua. That has a mila, the Beis HaMedrash kavua, where they learn Torah, Talmud Torah. It's also a mila, so that raises the level of the tefillah. But if you don't have a tefillah b'tzibur over here, avad, you're not going to daven b'yachid. But Tosfos argues. Tosfos follows Rabbeinu Yonah, who assumes that even b'yachidus you'll daven Beis HaMedrash kavua. So he says that's the point. Rabbeinu Chananel paskins that a yochid is chayev to daven musaf. So he's paskening like whom? Not like Rabbi Lazar, not like Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. He's paskening like the Chachamim, because there were 13 shuls in Tveria. But the 13 shuls weren't davening; they were all davening. There's plenty of tefillah b'tzibur in Tveria. Nevertheless, they daven b'yochid. Oh, they chose the halacha is like the Chachamim. Beautiful, beautiful raya. Question is what the Rambam's going to do with this raya. Okay, not for now. Maybe next time. Yeah. I'm sorry. Amar Rabbi Yochan. Ani ra'isi es Rabbi Yanai detzali v'ha detzali. I saw Rabbi Yanai daven twice. So what? What's this doing here? So Rashi said, detzali v'ha detzali v'lama le'beiz tefilo sa la'acha shol shachas v'acha shem usafin. Sh'ayinah les le'i de Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. This is also a hemshech of the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan is being a raya against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah because he says, I saw Rabbi Yanai daven twice, and obviously his second tefillah was biyochid. So don't you see that tefillah hamusafin is even biyochid? So amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira v'dilamei kar l'kivin daita l'basav kivin daita. So frek the two talmidim, they were handling Rabbi Yochanan's shir. Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked Rabbi Zeira, he says, I don't understand. What's the raya that tefillah hamusafin is even biyachid? Maybe he just didn't have kavana. Amalei, no, chaziman gavarab de kamaser alei. He says, wow, chutzpah. Man gavarab de kamaser alei. Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan shehayid al adover yofer diktek shebishvil tefillah hamusafin oisa. The Rebbe was obviously medaktik. Who's the gavarab that he's talking about? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was obviously medaktik b'shmuaso. That Rabbi Yanai davened twice, not because he wasn't mechaven. He must have seen that he was davening musaf. So he was davening musaf. So that's the edus that he gave, that the halach is that we daven musaf even biyachid. That's the Gemara. So comes the rush in Simen Chaf Aleph. I think we've even seen this rush. Saw this rush already. The rush says, Mikan mashma de mishlokiven daito lechol apochas be'ovah shetzorach lazer uleispala. The fact that the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah, is asking maybe lokiven daito, so it sounds like if it were the case that Rabbi Yanai really was not mechaven in the first fila, so then it would make sense that why he's tzali v'hadar tzali. Tzali v'hadar tzali, didn't have kavana. That's a reason to daven again. It's up to Rosh. You see clearly that if one is not mechaven, then you have to daven shmona esrei again. But the Rashi adds a word. In Lokivin where? Be'ovis. The story doesn't say be'ovis. It doesn't say anything about ovis. It says the Rosh, in Lokivin be'ovis. In Lokivin be'ovis. Where does he get that from? So he's obviously assuming Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha to Rabbi Zeira is Dilma Meikar Lokivin Daitle be'ovis. Right? That's what he's assuming. That maybe Rabbi Yanai was not Mechavin Daitle be'ovis, and that's why he had to daven again. That's why you had to daven again. It must be ba'ovis. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. Right? Rabbeinu Yonah, in interpreting the Gemara, so he assumes that we're talking about that lo kivin daito, dilma meikar lo kivin daito, klomer menayin loch hashi espalo yotzer umusav, gishama tefilas yotzer bilvadi. Maybe daven shachras twice, metchila lo kivin daito, bivrocha rishona. Rabbeinu Yonah is like the rush. Maybe Rabbi Yanai wasn't mechavin daito properly in the first bracha. Wasn't mechavin the first bracha. That's why he has to repeat. V'utzuch lachzor l'spal merosh b'macheres. He says, "Madrinan tochazi man gavarab d'chamaster alei di lav d'chozad the tefilas shniel the tefilas musaf he lo ka'ama." Rabbi Yochanan never would have said his statement unless he realized Rabbi Yanai was davening a tefilas musaf. He must have seen he was davening a tefilas musaf. So this is how the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh explain. And clearly they're piggybacking on the Gemara and the Daf Lamed Daled. We've seen this Gemara already. Lamed Daled Amid Beis. The Gemara says, "Hamespalo tzar sheichavin es libo bekula." V'meina yochel echavin bekula yechavin es libo ba'achas. Amar b'chia, amar b'safra mishum chad be'rav ba'ovis. Gemara says, "Chayev lechavin es libo ba'achas." He can't be mechavin es libo bekula. Tfila at least ba'achas. What's ba'achas? Ovis. So that's how Rabbi Yonah and the Rosh are learning. That Rabbi Yochanan was made, that Rabbi Yannai was davening two different tefillas. Rabbi Yirmiyah says maybe he wasn't mechavin in the first tefila ba'ovus because you don't really only have to be mechavin. I mean, lachatchilish be mechavin in the whole Shemoneh Esrei, but kavon is only ma'akev in the first bracha, in the bracha of ovus. So he responds, Chazi man gavar rabba kamaser alei. Rabbi Yochanan obviously is going to be medaktik in his shmua. It's not because of a lack of kavon. Okay, this is the first piece of Gemara. Then skipping the next part that we read just a moment ago. Gemara says, Reb Chiya bar Abba tzoli v'hoda tzoli. Another case of an Amora who davened twice. Reb Chiya bar Abba tzoli v'hoda tzoli. Amalei Reb Zera, my time of it marhochi. Reb Zera confronted him directly. Why'd you do that? Ilem mishum blokiv in mardaite v'ha amar Rabbi Elazar la'olam yomar adam esatzmo yachal lechavin es libo yispalel v'm lav al yispalel. Is it because of a lack of kavana? Rabbi Elazar says that a person has to estimate, he has to judge himself to figure out whether he can have kavana. And if he can't have kavana, he shouldn't daven. So, why'd you do this? Mistama, you had kavana. Mistama, you were omei daitcha, right? You estimated whether you can have kavana. Elad lo adka mar dereish yarcha. Maybe you forgot Yala V'yava. Confronting him with this, man. Maybe you forgot Yala V'yava. That couldn't be either, he says. V'atanya tov lo hizgah shabash chodesh ba'avis emachzirin osomim neshiyoch lo amr b'shachris. That's different than what we know. Right? We know that if you forget Yala V'yava at night, you don't repeat the Shemona Esrei because emachach neshachodesh ba'layla. Okay, that's the hemshech of the Gemara. Maybe we'll get to that in June. But the Braisa says you don't repeat if you forget at night, because Yochel Amr B'Shachris. B'Shachris Yem Achzirin Osam Neshi Yochel Amr B'Musafin. To Musafin Yem Achzirin Osam Neshi Yochel Amr B'Mincha. Tamalei Lavit Marla Amr Rabbi Yochanan B'Tzibur Shanu. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, B'Tzibur Shanu. That idea that you never repeat Yalav Yavo because you can say it in the next tefillah, that's B'Tzibur. What does that mean, B'Tzibur Shanu? It says, Rashi Dem Achzirin Mishum D'Shamalei Mishatz. D'Ika Miktas Hazkorah. Avol B'Yochid Tzorech Lachzer. Two pshatim in Rashi, a very big chiddush. B'tzibur shanu, it sounds like what the Gemara is saying. The first pshat in Rashi is that if the yochid forgets Yalav Yavo, he's davening in shul, then he doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because he'll get it in the Chazaras Hashatz. As long as he's obviously has to be mechavin to the whole tefillah of the shliach tzibur, b'pshuto, he has to mechavin not just to Yalav Yavo. He has to be mechavin to all the words of the Shemoneh Esrei. So he's mechavin to the words of the Shemoneh Esrei, and he gets the tefillah b'tzibur, so then he'll be yotze. B'chiddush. Right? Is it not what we're used to? We have to see. But that's the first pshat of Rashi, that if the yochid is b'tzibur, then he doesn't have to repeat. When does the yochid repeat the Shemoneh Esrei if he forgets Yalav Yavo? It's only if he's b'yochid. Right? If he can't be yotze with the Chazaras Hashat. That's Rashi's first pshat. Then the Bahag says, no, we're not talking about a Yochid B'tzibur, we're talking about the Shliach Tzibur himself. It's a Tircha for the Tzibur to wait for him to repeat his silent Shemoneh Esrei. So it's enough, he gets the Chazaras Hashatz, he'll be Yotze, or he's going to get Musaf, he'll have his private Shemoneh Esrei in Musaf, private Shemoneh Esrei in Mincha, that's enough. That's enough for the Shliach Tzibur. He doesn't have to repeat his silent Shemoneh Esrei. So that's the maskana of the Gemara, right? The maskana of the Gemara is that if he must have forgotten Yala V'yavo, right? He forgot Yala V'yavo. Chia bar Abba must have forgotten Yala V'yavo. And that's why he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, because I guess it wasn't B'tzibur. It wasn't B'tzibur if he had to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. Yes, Moshe.
I don't understand Rashi's answer here based on the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that it's not that, you can listen to the Tzibur and fulfill your chuba that way. It says you can say the next tefillah.
No, you could say it in the next tefillah, but apparently, according to Rashi, it's a tzivus. It says you have a miktsa says kara with the shliach tzibur, and you're going to mention Rosh Chodesh and Musaf, so that's mitztarif. So obviously, you have to understand what kind of a tzirif is that. Stay tuned for June. We have to talk about this. Okay? Okay. Frekta Marsha, Reb Zeira is the one who's talking in both sugyas. But the first sugya, Reb Yarnai davening twice, and the second sugya, Reb Chiya Bar Abba davening twice. So, if he asked Reb Chiya Bar Abba, why'd you daven twice? Couldn't be because of a lack of kavana, because we know Reb Elazar holds the olam yomad odam is daitum yachal lechavein yisbalim lav al yisbalim. So if he asked Reb Chiya Bar Abba, obviously that's not the reason why you daven twice. It must be something else. So why didn't he give that answer up top in the first story? Reb Yirmiya says, what's the raya Rabbi Yochanan is bringing from the fact that Rabbi Yannai davened twice, that Musaf, that there's a chiv even on Yochanan daven Musaf? Maybe it was just a kavana issue, so he should have answered. Can't be. Rabbi Elazar says, La'olam yomad adam is daito, miyachal lechaven. Rabbi Yannai obviously would have been moded himself, right? He would have measured himself to see if he could be mechaven. Right? Why does he say man gaver rabbi de kamaser alei? How can you say Rabbi Yochanan wasn't medaktik in a shmua? Let him go to the jugular. Let him say Rabbi Yannai obviously was mechavin. That's the gaver rabbi, right? How could you say Rabbi Yannai was not mechavin? A person has to be omedaito. He has to figure out whether he can be mechavin. He never would have davened if he couldn't have kavanah. So of course he had kavanah in his first year. So what's the havamina? Why didn't he say that? This is the kasha of the Marsha. So what does the Marsha say? He says maybe in the first story he didn't know Reb Elazar's memory. Maybe he didn't know the memory yet. Big chiddush. Ktsas kosha, my lo heishu lo Reb Zeira kitzvar osu l'kamon. Why in the first story didn't he give the answer he gives later? The lekel memor hachi the parak l'kamon ilay mishum lo kivein mar daite va'amar Reb Elazar l'olam yomar atzmi yachlo chavnes liba v'chulei. So why don't you just give the answer he gives later? He says, "V'yeshlam edoch hakati lo shama hachter Reb Elazar lechama." Mamash edoch, but he didn't know Reb Elazar. These stories occurred so far away from each other. It's a big dochuk to say. The Marsha considers this such a big kasha that he's matchik to give that answer. Very big dochuk. Is there another answer that we can give? So I once saw in the Sefer Mishmeres Moi, the very beautiful Sefer on Brochus. I don't think we've had it this year, but we'll close the year with this with the vart from this sefer. I think the Mishmeres Moed is Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp, who lives in Kiryat Sefer. He's a big poisek in Kiryat Sefer. So he wanted an answer based on a vart Rav Chaim has in Sefer, a briska vart. What does it mean that there's a chiyuv to have kavanah and tefillah? So we know Tosfos. Right? What does it mean? Two points. What does it mean that you have to have kavanah and tefillah? And what does it mean Reb Elazar says that you have to be modei daito, la'olam yomar adam daito, im yochel lechavim betfilasa? What part of kavanah, what type of kavanah is he referring to? That you have to measure, try to estimate your das to see if you can be mechavim et tefillah. What's he talking about? So we know what Tosfos holds. Tosfos on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis says, which part of tefillah is this referring to? Which part of tefillah is Avos? Reb Elazar is referring to Avos. That's the kash of Tos on Lamed Aleph. Right? The Gemara says on Lamed Aleph that you have to be mechaven taito betfila. If any yochel lechaven, at least be mechaven ba'avos. Right? At least mechaven ba'aches. So the Bei Rebbe says that means Avos. So Fractosus, I don't understand. The Gemara on Lamed Aleph Bei says Reb Elazar holds the olam yaman adam es taito yochel lechaven betfila yispalel v'mlav al yispalel. So it sounds like you have to be mechavan in the entire tefillah, right? That you have to measure, you have to estimate your das, whether you can be mechavan in the entire tefillah. So how can the Gemara over here say dafka ovis? And there it seems to say that you have to have kavan for the whole thing. Yesh lefarish osam nami ba'achas mehen. Maybe Reb Elazar really is going only on ovis. So both Gemaras are going only on ovis. That the Gemara in Lamed Aleph says, kavan is me'akev in tefillah for ovis. Reb Elazar says, la'olam yomad adam es daito, Says Tosfos is only talking about office. And this is one way to understand Rabbi Elazar's sheet. But from the Rambam, you don't get that impression. From the Rambam, you don't get that impression. What does the Rambam say? So we said yesterday that the Rambam in Perek Dalet and Perek Hey lists off things that are ma'akiv in tefillah and things that are only lechatchil in tefillah. In Perek Dalet, he says, Chamisha dvar ma'akvim es ha'tfilah. Perek Dalet, halacha aleph. Av v'shegi hazmana, chamisha dvar, taras yadayim, kisei erva, taras makom tefillah, etc. The fifth element that's ma'akiv es ha'tfilah is kavana salev. Kavana salev, kavana in tefillah is ma'akiv, says the Rambam. What does that mean, kavana salev? So in halacha tezva, the Rambam explains, kavana salev keitzat, kol tefillah she'ena be'kavana, ena tefillah. Mispalo below kavana, chozu mispalo be kavana. So the Rambam says beferish. You daven without kavana, it's ma'akev. If you don't have kavana, you have to daven again. Motza daito mishubeshes velibo torah. Also lo lispalo achetis yashiv daito. The fika chabam and aderek vu oyei from meitzar. Also lo lispalo achetis yashiv daito. Amru chachamim yishe shloshe yomim atchianu v'dizgar daito v'acharach mispalo. Chazal say that you have to make sure that you have kavana. Well, what's the marker for this Rambam? We had this. Well, what's the marker? The Gemara in Erevin, of course. Right? The Gemara in Erevin says that a person has to have yeshiva das. He has to be daitim yeshivas olav in order to daven. Right? So in the sugi of tefillas haderech, we talked about this. That someone who comes min haderech, the chacham said he should wait 3 days because in those times there wasn't a person that have yeshiva das until he had 3 days. Talk to Rambam. Kavana is ma'akev in tefillah. Kavon is ma'akev in tefillah. And you have to make sure that you can have kavon. If motzah daitu meshubeshes, the Rambam says, it's also l'espalo. Whose halacha is that? What's the marker for that halacha? The Belozer, right? La'olam yomud adam es daito im yochel l'chavin yispalo v'im lav al yispalo. That's what the Rambam says. Motzah daitu meshubeshes libo tarot. He's not supposed to. It's also to daven. It's also to daven. What's missing from this Rambam? What is Ovis? It sounds from the Rambam, Halacha Tezvah, that Kavon is Ma'akev in the entire Tefillah. He doesn't distinguish between Ovis as opposed to the rest of the Tefillah. There's no mention of Ovis over here. And the Gemara, in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, it says that Kavon is only Ma'akev in Tefillah, but Ovis. Why didn't the Rambam mention Kavon is Ma'akev only in Ovis? That's what the Lechem Mishnah is. Why did the Rambam... The Rambam was not medactic. He quotes the Gemara Lama Nama Beis. So perk tefillas hashacha, mash mahachi, the amar sham vidil meikar lo kivin daito, v'sof kivin daito. Klomo mishamachi chozo v'yispalo. It's clear from Lama Nama Beis that without kavana, there's a chiyav to daven again. He says, but v'inyan ha-kavana, mashu v'sof perk ein omdim, d'likuva lo boi, shekein amar sham v'myocha lo chavin, v'chavin ba'achas mehem, Achas mehem is sufficient. V'lo yadati lama lo hiskiro Rabbeinu Zal. Fact of the Mishnah, I don't understand why when the Rambam talks about what kavon is ma'akev in tefillah, he doesn't mention anything about Ovis. So what's the answer? Does the Rambam really not say that kavana? Does the Rambam not distinguish between Ovis as opposed to the rest of the Shemona Esrei when it comes to kavana? He does. The Rambam does. Just not here. Where does he distinguish? In Perek Yud. In Perek Yud, he does distinguish. In Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Mishe espalav lo kibin es libo, yachzav yispalav kavona. Him kibin es libo bevracha rishona, shoveno tzarech. What's the Rambam doing in Perek Yud? The Rambam is talking about all different ta'uyos, all different mistakes a person can make in tefillah. The yochid and the shliach tzibur. When is the tzibur chozer? When is the Shliach Tzibur Chozer? When is the Yochid Chozer? That's what Perek Yud is talking about. He's not talking about the basics of Tefillah. He's finished with that. Now he's talking about all of the different Toyos. Toa HaShatz. You know, where does the Shatz have to go back to? If you forget the Saint Talumata. All the different Toyos a person can have in Tefillah. So the very first Toos that the Rambam says is, let's say a person's not Mechavin. It's not Mechavin in Tefillah. So Lo Kivein, Libo, he has to be Chozer Mespal, says the Rambam. But in Kivim Bevrach Rishon, it's enough. So here it sounds from the Rambam that Kavanas Lev is only Ma'akiv in Bracha Rishon, and says the Lechem Mishnah makes a lot of sense because that's what the Gemara in the fifth parak says. Parak Ein Omdim on Mespal Tzor Shechavin Es Liba Bekulam Ben Yochel Chavin Bekulam Yechavin Es Liba Achas Uperishu Bebrichas Ovas. That is what the Gemara in the fifth parak says. So the Rambam in Parak Yud is good. The problem is the Rambam himself is a Pella. Meaning, he recognizes that there is a distinction. There is a chilik between Ovas as opposed to the rest of the Shmona Esrei. But if the Rambam in Parak Yud sees this, then why did he leave it out earlier? In Parak Hay, he leaves it out? So some of the Talmidim was saying, yeah, he leaves it out, but he's going to explain it in Parak Yud. No, that's not good enough. That's not good enough, because Parak Yud is not talking about the Dvarim that are Ma'akev Satfila. He's talking about Toyos in Parak Yud. It's a different discussion. So he should have mentioned it in both places. If he's defining in Perek Dalid what's Ma'akev and Tefillah, so you can't just say that Kavon is Ma'akev Stam and not distinguish between Ovis as opposed to the rest of the Shmona Esrei. In Perek Dalid, he's trying to say that Kavon is Ma'akev and Tefillah. In Perek Yud, he's saying if he didn't have Kavona, he has to be mispalel again. He's talking about all the different mistakes a person made. He didn't daven properly, he's got to daven again. The topics of conversation are different. So he has to mention this distinction in both places. Why does he not do that? That's the problem. That's really the glaring problem. That's really what the Lechem Mishnah is asking in Perek Dalet. He knows the Rambam is going to mention that distinction in Perek Yud. But the question is, why did he leave it out of Perek Dalet? That's the Pelem. That's the Pelem. Comes Reb Chaim in Sefer, and he says, no, the Rambam knew exactly what he was doing. Because really there are two types of Kavan. There are two different types of kavan. It's a beautiful Reb Chaim. Really a beautiful Reb Chaim. It's a beautiful Reb Chaim, not only mitzad halacha, mitzad lomdus, but in terms of machshava, it's a beautiful Reb Chaim to keep in mind and feel. Now, it's not often that a Reb Chaim, the Sefer on the Rambam, you'll quote in a machshava vad or something. But this Reb Chaim I've heard quoted, even in Shmuzim. Because the essence of what he's saying is really a pretty basic concept in feeling. What is he saying? Reb Chaim says that really there are two types of kavan. There's a kavan of a perish hamilim, to understand what you're saying, not to know the translations. We know the translations, but when you say the bracha, to be thinking of those translations, to be thinking of the words that you're saying and what they mean. That's one type of kavan. But he says there's another type of kavan, a much more overarching kavan, and that's a kavan that the person feels that he's omed lifnei Hashem. He's omed lifnei Hashem. And that's a different type of kavan. It's not a specific kavana specific, as we would say, kavana specific, right? To the perish hamilim, to know what you're saying in this bracha. No, it's a general kavana that you know you're standing before our Kaddish Baruch. That's the kavana that Rambam is talking about in Perek Dalet, because that's what he says. It's not that Reb Chaim, like, you know, he says there's tzvei dinim over here, and you know, let's superimpose each halacha on a different Rambam. No, the Rambam tells you that's what he's talking about. Because the Rambam continues, I only read the first halacha there in that series. Perek Dalet halacha Aleph, Perek Dalet halacha Tezvah, but not Tezayin. Let's see Tezayin there. Ketzad hi ha-kavana. What is kavana? He just told you that if daitum shubesh ha-salav, it's osa tedavin. He just told you that kavana salav is ma'akev kol tefila she'ena be-kavana ain't a tefila, says the Rambam. And if you daven that way below kavana, chozum espal be-kavana. I forgot this. It's an even stronger kash against the Rambam. The Rambam even says over here, Mispala below Kavana, Chozu Mispala Kavana. He says the same as what he says in Perek Yud. So in Perek Yud, he mentions Ovis, so why does he leave it out over here? It's mamish the same halacha. Right? Not only does he say Kavana is Ma'akev, right? He says that in Mispala below Kavana, he's Chozu Mispala. That's really what he's going to say later on. That's the toos. If you're down with that Kavana, you have to repeat. So why doesn't he say the Ovis? So what's an halacha design? Ketzad hi ha-kavana she'yefane es libo mikol ha-machshavos v'yira atzma kilu omed lifnei Hashem. That's the kavana, says the to understand whom you're davening to. Omed lifnei Hashem. Omed lifnei Hashem. Says the Rambam, lefikach tzorech leishev ma'at kodem ha-tfila. You got to sit down. Sit down, remember? Remember sitting down? Kol ha-osa tfiloso keva en tfiloso tachanunim? Right? Right? So the Rambam had that pshat that you have to sit down a little bit at the end of the tefillah to show that it's not keva. You're not just davening to be yotzei zayin. but that it's not a burden. Rambam holds you have to sit down at the end of tefillah and at the beginning. That's this Rambam. The fik of tzara leisha ma'akvada ma'tefillah kei l'chaven es libo ve'achar kach yispala b'nachas v'tachanunim ve'lo yaseh tefillah so k'misha ha'yenoseh ma'asui ma'shlicha v'holichla. The fik of tzara leisha ma'ad achar ha'tefillah ve'achar kach yipot. And the chassidim arishonim, right? Chassidim arishonim. Of course, on the last day we have to mention the chassidim arishonim. Hayishoim sha'achas kodem tefillah v'sha'achas l'achar tefillah v'marichim etefillah shah. 3 hours. Three out, okay. At least a little bit. At least sit down. Sit down before, sit down after. A little hachana. But what's the hachana for? The Rambam says for kavana. Kavana and tefillah. Kavana that you'll be able to be mesa the machshavos and the tirdos and realize that you're omei b'fnei hashchina. That's the idea of the kavana in Perek Daled. The Chaim says, this is not kavana. This is not really a din kavana. He says there are tzvei dinim, right? There's kavana v'ber shamilim and kavana that a person is omid b'fnei hashchina, right? 2 dinim. He says that the second kavana is not really a din kavana, right? Kavana l'ber shamilim. And kavana sh'omid b'fnei hashchina. He says the first halach is a din kavana. It's a kavana that you have to have kavana for the translations of the word. The second is not really a din kavana. The second is part of the definition of tefillah, he says. It's part of the etzem maisa tefillah. It's the etzem maisa tefillah, he says. If you don't have kavana that you're omei b'fnei hashchina, that's not tefillah. That's not that I need a kavana. It's like a superimposed concept. I'm davening, and I have to have kavana that I'm also davening. I have to have kavana for the perish milim as part of that. No, that's the essence of the definition, he says. If you don't realize you're over from the Ashkina, if you don't realize whom you're davening before, so that's just not tefillah at all. Right? He says, Trei gavni kavana yesh b'tefillah. Ha'achas kavana shel perish advarim, v'yesoda hu din kavana. Quotes from the Rambam. V'nira the kavana zu ain't a midin kavana. Rak shu me'etze ma'isa tefila. V'im ain libo poni v'ain a roat esatz v'shome lifnei Hashem v'mispal. Ain ze ma'isa tefila. That's not called tefila. V'areu b'chlam es asek de'im bo din ma'isa. There's one halacha that a person has to be davening. After he's davening, so there's a din nosaf that he needs kavana for perish hamilim too. But if he doesn't have the first kavana, he can't get the first base. Right? He can't get to the point of departure. There's no tefillah here at all. The whole definition of tefillah breaks down. The whole definition of tefillah breaks down. And that's what the Rambam means when he says that kavana is ma'akev in tefillah. That means kavana that he's omid lifnei Hashem. The emes is these two types of kavana we found elsewhere. It's not just the Rambam who holds the two types of kavana. Everyone holds of this. Everyone holds of this. The Shulchan Aruch holds of this too. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tzadiches, taking from the tour that you saw. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tzadiches in Tziv Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says, "Hamespal otzar sheyichavim belibo perishamim l'shemotz b'svasa." The Yachshav Kilu Shchina Kenegdo. The Yosukal Machshava Satardo So Sacheti Shemachshav the Kavanasa Zaka Bitfilasa. Two things. You have to have Kavanah for Perish Hamilim, but you also have to have Kavanah that you stay in for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you should think, just like before, Melavas Vadam, he'd be Mesader his words properly, so to Kolshkein before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Machem Lochin, who knows everything, you have to be Machavin there too. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Aleph. Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Aleph says, "Hamispal tzorich shechavim b'chol abroches. V'im enu yochol lechavim b'chulam lefachos yechavim ba'avos v'im lachivim ba'avos havu b'shikivim b'chol ashar yachzav yispal." The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tzadiches, he mentions both kavanas. He mentions you have to have both kavanas. That's how he starts off. Where's this kavana ma'akev? In Tzadik Ches, he mentions both kavanas. And then in Kuf Aleph, what does he say? Hamispalot tzorach sheyichavin b'chol abrachas. V'meinu yochel achavin b'kulam l'fachos yichavin b'avos. Which kavana is Shulchan Aruch talking about? Perish hamilim or kavana that he's omid lifnei Hashem? Which? Hamispalot tzorach sheyichavin b'chol abrachas. V'meinu yochel achavin b'kulam l'fachos yichavin b'avos. Which one? Sorry? Yeah, you think so? I'm not convinced. Hamispalot tzorach sheyichavim b'chol abrachas v'meni yochel lechavim b'chulam lefachos yichavim ba'avos dim lo kivim ba'avos avu b'shekivim b'chol ashar yachas v'yispal. Which kavanah is he referring to, Avi? Which kavanah is he referring to? Who said that? Both, exactly. He doesn't tell you he's only referring to Perish Hamilim. He doesn't say only b'fin Hashchina. In Tzadik Ches he says there are two kavanahs. In Kuvalot he says that if you're mechavim ba'avos, that's okay. Mechavim for what? Sounds like both kavanas that he referred to before. This is not just the Shulchan Aruch. Who says that? Who says this? The Shulchan Aruch said this before he wrote the Shulchan. The Beis Yosef says this on the tour. That's where the Shulchan Aruch got it from. He got it from himself. Now, this is all a tour. That's the tour I asked you to see. The tour says... In Tzadik Ches, he says that Machshavto Ketzad D'Tanya Mispalot Tzorach Shechavin Libo. Okay, we're not going to read the whole tour inside, but he says a person should be Meisir's Machshavas. Exactly what the Shulchan Aruch writes, quoting from the tour. And then in Kuf Aleph, what does the tour say? Tana Rabbanan Mispalot Tzorach Shechavin Chal Abroches Vim Eni Yochel Lechavin Mechulun Lefochos Yechavin Ba'avos. The Amar Rabbi Elazar La'olam Yamad Odom Atzmo Vim Yochel Lechavin Ba'avos Yispal Vim Lav Al Yispal. The mispal, but even by others, yachz of the mispal. What kavanah is he referring to? So the Beis Yosef says, he quotes the Gemara in Lamed Dalet that you have to be mechavin al kolponim by others, right? You have to be mechavin by others, and laolam yamad adam daitum yochel lechavin yispal vim lav al yispal. What's that referring to? Rabbi Loz's halacha. Says the Beis Yosef, Yesh Lefarish, Hosam Nami Ba'achas Mehenu Ba'avas. He says, Rabbeinu Kosa B'divrei Rebbe Elazar, Yochel Lechavin Ba'avas, Kilu Hu Midivrei Rebbe Elazar. What does he mean? Rebbe Elazar didn't say it exactly the way the Torah quotes him. Right? There's one extra word in the way the Torah quotes him. Right? La'olam Yomar Odom Atzmo, Yochel Lechavin Ba'avas, Yispal Vim Lav Al Yispal. Which is the extra word? Ba'avos. He didn't say ba'avos. He says yochol lechavin. So the Beis Yosef says, yeah, the Torah quotes it like that because that's how he interpreted his statement. That a person has to estimate whether he can be mechavin ba'avos. Kavana ha-ma'akeves, says the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Torah, is only ba'avos. And it sounds from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Torah and from the Shulchan Aruch, that this refers not only to kavana perish hamilim, it refers to kavana of omid b'fnei hashchina. The Rambam wasn't the one who was mechadesh kavana b'fnei hashchina. Everyone holds of that. But the question is it ma'akev in the entire tefillah, or is it only ma'akev in avos? That's where the Rambam is different than everyone else. The Rambam holds the kavana that he's omid b'fnei Hashem, that's ma'akev in the entire tefillah. From the Shulchan Aruch, you don't get that impression. The Beis Yosef understood Bedas Hatur that even that's only Ma'akev Avos. Of course, lechatchili, you should think that you're only B'fnei Hashchina in the Yotar Tvila. But if you can only be Mechavin in the Baruch of Avos, that's sufficient. But B'di'evet, you disagree.
Well, no, I'm just confused because you say it's like Ansi Lasso Tvila. If you don't have.
Who said that?
Reb
Chaim. Reb Chaim! Reb Chaim's going to the Rambam!
Okay.
Rambam! The Beis Yosef within the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, they're assuming that Kavan is only Ma'akev, even Kavan that Yom B'fnei Hashchina, it's only Ma'akev in Ovis. Reb Chaim's Medayik, and they're not. The Rambam does say this, that's not Reb Chaim. The Rambam says that Kavan is Ma'akev, he doesn't say Dafke in Ovis, he says Kavan, and what Kavan is Ma'akev? That Yom B'fnei Hashchina. That Yom B'fnei Hashchina. So the Rambam distinguishes between these two types of Kavan. The Shulchan Aruch and the Torah do not distinguish between these two types of Kavan. They say that kavana in tefillah in general is ma'akev ba'avos. Both of these kavanas, not ma'akev in the rest of the Shemana Esrei. The Rambam distinguishes between the two. That's one nafkamina between these two. But there's another nafkamina too, right? And that is Rebbe Elazar's halacha. La'olam yomud adam es daito. What is it also to start davening? Let's say a person, daito mishubeshes. He can't think straight. Before he even gets started, is it also to daven? When is it also to daven? If you can't have which kavon? Exactly. The Rambam holds that tzorech lomad atzmo is if you can be omid b'fnei Hashem. That's the kavanah that you need. Not kavanah for perish hamilah. That's not what you have to be omid daito. He says, motza daito meshubesh is v'libo torah. He can't daven. That's in Perek Dal referring to omid b'fnei Hashchina. That's omid b'fnei Hashchina. Now, obviously, if you don't have kavanah for perish hamilah, if ultimately you don't have kavanah for perish hamilah, that's ma'akev in the bracha of avos. But this idea that a person is supposed to like think, can I have kavanah? It's not about kavanah perish hamilah. It's about kavanah that he's on b'fnei Hashchina. I should add, Reb Chaim does have he throws in another knach within the Rambam. He says that it could be that the second kavanah. The reason why the second kavanah is ma'akev in the entire tefillah is not just because it's the part of the etzem ma'isa tefillah, but rather maybe it's like kavanah lotzeis es ha-mitzvah. The person has to have kavanah lotzeis. Let's assume the Rambam holds mitzvah sichas kavanah by daraisis. It's funny, right? Even the Rambam. Right? The Rambam say, okay, the first tefillah is daraisa. Okay, whatever. Right, mitzvah sichas kavanah. Reb Chaim assumes that mitzvah sichas kavanah, then you have to have kavanah at every moment that you're being yotzei mitzvah. So there's kavanah for berish hamilim, and there's kavanah lotzis. Right, that's the second pshat Reb Chaim has. That either it's a din in the etzem ma'isa tefila, or it's a din b'kavanah lotzis. That's a very difficult pshat. Lani is daiti. I mean, far be it for me, but. Because the Chorah, the Pasha Pshat is, even if you hold mitzvah sinas kavanah, that just means, before you get started in a mitzvah, you have to have kavanah. But you have to have kavanah at every moment in time. Right? You're going to be sitting at the Seder and eating a kazayas of matzah. But so every bite, every chew, every bite, you're going to be thinking, you're going to be thinking about the mitzvah, I want to be out to the mitzvah. You probably think before. You make a bracha, a birchas mitzvah, lachilas matzah. That's what the Birchas HaMitzvah is for. Right? I think the Ritva in Pesachim says, why will Chazal Masakin Birchas HaMitzvah? Just do the mitzvah. No, the Masakin Birchas HaMitzvah as a hachana for the mitzvah, so a person should have kavanah to understand what he's doing. But you have to have kavanah at every moment in time. So that's very difficult. Very difficult to interpret. That's why the Rambam says that you have to have this kavanah that you're omid b'fnei Hashchina, because you have to have kavanah lotzeis as a mitzvah. Probably the kavanah in the beginning is enough. It's much more mistaber like the first pshat. Right, they don't say over the second pshat in the Reb Chaim. It's there, but they don't say it over. They say over the first pshat in the Reb Chaim. The kavanah that you're omid b'fnei Hashchina, that's a din in the etzem ma'isa tefillah. That there's no tefillah unless you're mechaber. There's no tefillah unless you're mechaber that you're omid b'fnei Hashem. According to the Rambam, Rebbe Loza's lashon is very meduyik. He didn't say it. La'olam yomad adam es daito v'yochal chavim ba'avos. He said la'olam yomad es daito. Why? Because the Rambam assumes, Rebbe Loza holds, that you have to be moded yudas if you can be mechavim, not just ba'avos. You have to be moded yudas that you can be mechavim in the entire tefillah, because that kavana of omid b'fnei Hashchina is a din in the entire tefillah. It's not just a din in ba'avos. So that's why the lashon is much better. Tosfos had a kasha. Tosfos has the kasha. The Gemara Lamed Aleph Amud Beis says that you only have to be mechavim ba'avos b'di'evad. I, Rebbe Loza, says la'olam yomad es daito. He said stam. He says Tosus. No, he means ba'avos. According to the Rambam, the Teretz is pashut. The Gemara Lamedalad and Beis, Rebbe Loza, they have nothing to do with each other. Lamedalad and Beis is talking about kavana for perish hamilin. Rebbe Loza is talking about kavana that you're omid b'fnei Hashchina. It's a different Teretz to the kasha, right? Rebbe Loza says you have to be moded his das. Person has to think: do I have enough kavana that I'm going to be omid b'fnei Hashchina at every moment? That's a much greater kavana. That's a much more difficult thing to do. So that's why I need to measure. I need to estimate whether I can have that kavana. The Gemara Lamed Aleph not talking about that. It's talking about kavana for Berish Hamilim. There, ba'avos is going to be sufficient. Comes to Mishmeres HaMoed and says, armed with this yisod, with Reb Chaim's yisod, now we can understand the Gemara. Reb Zeira commented differently on the two situations because maybe he was talking about two different types of kavana. Initially, what did he say? Rabbi Yirmiyah turned to Reb Zeira and said, maybe Rabbi Yanai davened twice. because he wasn't mechavin. What kavanis was he talking about? Maybe he wasn't mechavin for perish hamilim. Maybe he missed perish hamilim in Ovis, so now he feels he has to daven another Shmona Esther. So to that, Reb Zera says, Chaziman gavarabba de kamaser alei. So here the Mishmeres Moed changes a little bit from the way Rabbeinu Yon and Rashi explain. Maybe what he was saying is, Rabbi Yonai wouldn't have had kavana for perish hamilim. Come on. Not Rabbi Yochanan would have been medaktik in the Shmur. Rabbi Yonai wouldn't have had kavana for perish hamilim. That, zicha, he had kavana for perish hamilim. Must have had kavana for perish hamilim. It's a little bit different than Rashi. But comes the second case, what does the Gemara then say? Rabbi Chiya bar Abba also was tzoli v'hadat tzoli. Rabbi Zera asked him, why did the Rebbe daven again? Why did the Rebbe daven again? So could it be that the Rebbe didn't have kavana? But we know Rabbi Loza says, la'olam yamad adam es daito. So what's his kasha? His kasha is about perish hamilim? No, he wasn't asking about perish hamilim. He was saying, could it be the Rebbe didn't have kavana every moment in the tefillah that he was omid b'fnei hashchina? Rabbi Loza says, la'olam yamad adam es daito, im yochel l'chavin yispal, and if not, not. So mistama the Rebbe estimated whether he could have kavana that he's omid b'fnei hashchina. Rabbi Loza's halacha is not about kavana b'perish hamilim. It's about kavana that he's omid b'fnei hashchina. So that's what Reb Zera was asking. It's two totally different things. Maybe he didn't ask this kasha. Maybe he knew Rabbi Loza's halacha, even from the beginning, against the marshal. Maybe he knew Rabbi Loza's halacha in the beginning, but maybe he didn't ask that kasha. Maybe he didn't say the reason why Rabbi Yonai davened twice is because he didn't have kavana. Because maybe Rabbi Yochanan saw Rabbi Yonai was mefana eslibo. He saw that he was preparing for the tefillah. So mestama he was preparing in a way that he was thinking, do I have the proper kavana? So he didn't ask him that because it could be Rabbi Yochanan saw that he was preparing himself properly. So there's no kasha there. Reb Zera didn't see Reb Chiya bar Abba preparing. So because he didn't see the beginning, he only saw that he was davening, then he stopped and he started davening again. So then he asked, maybe the Rebbe didn't have kavana that he's only b'fnei Ashrina, but mistama the Rebbe would have prepared, even though I didn't see that. So he's asking a totally different kasha. Initially, Reb Zera was assuming that Soli v'hadat Soli was because maybe he didn't have kavana for perish hamilim. He knew from the beginning Rabbi Loza's halacha la'olam yamad adam es daito. But he was assuming Rabbi Yochanan saw Rabbi Yonai davening, and he saw that he prepared before the davening. So if he prepared before the davening, Rabbi Loza's halacha doesn't apply, because he did estimate that he'll be able to have kavana that he's on with Nehashkina. So why would he be davening again? He'd only be davening again if somehow he wasn't able to be mechavim for perish hamilim. But in the second case, maybe he was asking a different kasha. Maybe he didn't see Reb Chiya bar Abba before the tefillah, so he didn't see that he was preparing properly. So he asked, could it be that the Rebbe davened again because he didn't have the more basic type of kavana that he's on b'fnei Ashchina? But that couldn't be because Mestama the Rebbe prepared. I didn't see the Rebbe preparing, but Mestama the Rebbe prepared. And if the Rebbe prepared, right, if he has kavana that he's on b'fnei Ashchina, so then Mestama, he had kavana for perish hamilim too, because one, you know, if he had the greater kavana, mistama, he had the lesser kavana too. So why did the Rebbe daven again? So to that he answered, oh, it must be that he forgot Yalav Yavo. Must have forgot Yalav Yavo. So then he discusses, is it necessary to repeat the Shmona Esther if you forget Yalav Yavo on Yosh Kodesh? Yes, sure.
Why do we make that comparison that if he had the greater kavana, then he must have had the lesser kavana as well? When you know we're not making that in the previous case, and additionally, there's also
just one second. In the previous case, what did we say?
We saw he didn't prepare.
If he had the less, he didn't see him prepare initially, right? Meaning, now you're saying if he's assuming Rabbi Yochanan saw him prepare, and that's why he had kavana.
And even if it's just more basic, even if he didn't seem prepared, why would we assume that it's because that he therefore infringed on this other law instead of, let's just assume it was a perish hamilim issue in the other one as well? Why would you ask that in the second case as well? Seemingly it should be perish hamilim in both.
No, but if he mentions Rabbi Elazar's halacha, according to the Rambam, Rabbi Elazar's halacha is going on the more basic kavanah. It's going on the kavanah that he's on b'fnei Ashchina. Lefi the Rambam, right? Lefi the Rambam, Rabbi Elazar's halacha is going on the kavanah that he's on b'fnei Ashchina. So why would he be asking initially about the kavanah for Perish Hamilin, and now he's asking about the more basic kavanah? Okay, so it's not necessary to say that if he had the more basic kavanah that he's on b'fnei Ashchina, so the Perish Hamilin is included. Right, maybe it's not included. Maybe these are two types of kavanah. But initially, he didn't ask from Rabbi Elazar because maybe Rabbi Yochanan saw that he prepared previously. So he had kavanah that he's on b'fnei Ashchina. But even if he had kavanah, he's on b'fnei Ashchina. There's still the question of he didn't have kavanah for Perish Hamilin. But here he didn't see him prepared. So here he asked a different kasha. Here his question was maybe the Rebbe didn't have kavanah. You're saying why couldn't he just assume?
Why wouldn't we just assume Perish Hamilin? Because why would we assume that the Rebbe is doing something wrong, that he was meant to prepare and he didn't prepare and then he did something wrong? Seemingly, it makes more sense to assume that in the moment he ended up not having the kavanah.
No, because again, the initially Reb Zera was not the one who asked. Reb Yirmiyah says maybe the reason why Reb Yanai repeated the Shemana Esrei because he didn't have kavana. So to that, Reb Zera answers Chazim Man Gavarabba the Kamaser Alei. Does it make sense Reb Yanai wouldn't have kavana for Perish Hamilin? That's an easier thing to have kavana for. So we see Reb Zera assumes that Talmidei Chacham definitely are going to have kavana for Perish Hamilin. That's for sure. But to have kavana that someone's omed b'fnei Ashchina, that's a harder kavana to maintain, right? So we see from the first case. Rabbi Zera assumes that Talmidei Chacham are going to have kavanah for Perish Hamilin. So what's he asking in the second situation? Why did the Rebbe daven a second Shemana Esrei? Did he not have kavanah? What do you mean he didn't have kavanah? You just said Chaziman the Gavarabba the Kamaser Alei that we assume a Talmidei Chacham is always going to have kavanah for Perish Hamilin. So what's he asking over here? So here he must be asking about the other kavanah, right? And he must be saying even if he can have kavanah for Perish Hamilin, but maybe the kavanah that he's on b'fnei Ashchina, he's not going to have. So to that he says it couldn't be. Rabbi Elazar says that you have to be modei daito to make sure that you'll have kavanah that he's on b'fnei Ashchina. So I'm sure the Rebbe had that kavanah too, right? As difficult as that kavanah is, I'm sure the Rebbe estimated that he'd be able to have that kavanah. So if that's the case, why did he repeat the Shemana Esrei? It must be that he forgot Yalaviyah. Okay. Okay. Let's stop here.